The main issue that we're facing, which is an existential threat to the borderlands in general in Arizona, New Mexico, California, and parts of Texas, are that a 30-foot border wall is under construction. And this threatens wildlife connectivity and traditional wildlife migration corridors that have existed for thousands upon thousands of years there.
What kind of animals typically are found along the borderlands?
Well, the borderlands is a pretty large region because there's about 2,000 miles of border between South Texas and California. But if we just focus on the area where I'm working and I'm most familiar with in my career, that would be the Arizona-New Mexico borderlands. Specifically where the two states come together, in New Mexico they call that the boot heel, and that would be Sonora and Chihuahua. Now, the most charismatic, high-profile species that occurs there is, of course, the jaguar. And a lot of people in, you know, North America, I guess I would say north of Interstate 10, probably aren't even aware that jaguar occurs in the United States. But they've had a historically consistent occurrence in Arizona and New Mexico and parts of Texas. So that species has been recolonizing the U.S. for the last 20 years, and there's been 8 distinct individuals that have been photographed since 1996. But the animals that I'm most concerned with are the ones that you see every day. That's the mule deer, the Coos whitetail deer, javelina, bobcat, mountain lion, Gould's turkeys. The list is long, but you know, these are all resident species that are going to become bisected from their home ranges. And what's going to happen with that remains to be seen.
So they'll be bisected from their home ranges, and you're saying you don't know what that's going to mean?
No, because in the absence of baseline wildlife surveys and environmental studies, we're not able to get those data. And what you have to understand about the border wall is that in 2005, the Real ID Act was enacted, and Section 102 of that act allows the Secretary of Homeland Security to waive all laws in the construction of border barriers. And these laws date back to 1890, the first being the Rivers and Harbors Act. And the list goes on. It's NEPA, the Golden Eagle, Bald Eagle Protection Act, the Wilderness Act, the Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, Farmland Protection. So it's virtually every single law that an appointed official, not even an elected official, but an appointed official, and in this case, an acting Secretary of Homeland Security, can waive all of those laws.
In order to get the wall built, you're saying?
Yes, exactly. So in the case of a place I've been working a lot, the San Bernardino Valley, they started building the border wall around the end of August of 2019. They began setting up their fabrication sites and construction sites and then actively building the wall in September. Because of that, because there was no NEPA process required, we have no way of knowing what the effects are going to be on wildlife, because normally things like baseline surveys would have been conducted.
I'm wondering what the Wildlands Network is doing to mitigate some of these impacts.
We've been lobbying and writing letters and putting out information, maps, taking part in litigation process. You know, and another thing that we're doing on the scientific front now is we are trying to document wildlife passage rates along the border. And we're doing this by installing scores of wildlife trail cameras on both sides of the border, both in Sonora and in Arizona, to see if there's some way that we can quantify what the pre- and post-border wall effect will be on the wildlife.
Boy, I can feel the urgency of this situation in your voice, and I'm sure that audiences tonight will also understand the urgency of this situation. You are going to be speaking with Myrna Manteca.
Myrna grew up in Cananea, Sonora, and that's just across the border from Arizona. So she's been a border resident her whole life. And we hired her for Wildlands Network, and part of her job has been to do roadkill surveys along Highway 2, which is the east-to-west running main highway in Mexico that connects Tijuana to Matamoros in the South Texas, Rio Grande area. So she's been working on that and also installing wildlife cameras to see what the effects of the expansion of the highway in Mexico is causing. The next phase of this is going to basically be, sadly, building on top of the work she's done in the past, because now that we have a 30-foot border wall with only 3-inch gaps between the steel bollards, and then Mexico Highway 2, less than a mile south of the San Bernardino National Wildlife Refuge, we're going to have a situation where wildlife are going to be moving north out of Mexico, encountering this border wall, and then making a U-turn, heading back south again, and being exposed to crossing a 4-lane superhighway multiple times. So the urgency now is to document what's there, because the border wall is going to end up being a killing machine, you know, producing secondary effects that we hadn't even anticipated.